The word of God has been chosen to be laid upon your hearts for your meditation this morning. It's found recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 33 to 35. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I have said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In Christ Jesus, who fills us with his love so that we are able to love one another, dear fellow students of the Word, ever heard this question? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence in your life for a conviction? During this Lenten season, as we especially focus our attention upon our Savior's sacrificial love for us, we'll naturally examine our love and service to our Savior. And that's where this question comes in. Does your Christianity show? Do others see who you really are, a believer in Christ? Or is your Christian faith secret and hidden? There are many occupations in this life that we can tell what the people do by what they wear. Doctors, nurses, soldiers, baseball, basketball, football players, airline pilots. We can say that that's the badge of their occupation. But sometimes these badges lie. The soldier refuses to fight for his country or serve his country. If a nurse refuses to take care of ill people, or a doctor refuses to do surgery on someone who is sick, then they lie by the uniform. In other words, just wearing the uniform doesn't make you a soldier, a nurse, or a doctor. In our text this morning, our Savior tells us what the badge of true discipleship is. It's not what many people think. It's not performing miracles, speaking in tongues, reciting much of the Bible, knowing the Ten Commandments. It's not preaching a rousing sermon. The badge of true discipleship is brotherly love. The marks of Christianity, the characteristics of discipleship, is loving one another. The uniform or work clothes of a Christian is his confession. But just like the outward work clothes of secular jobs, sometimes that can lie too. If someone confesses to be a believer in Christ, confesses Jesus, but then has no love for his neighbor, no love for his brothers and sisters in Christ, he's not Christian. Jesus says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Our text this morning takes place on the night when Jesus was betrayed, when he instituted the Lord's Supper after the Passover with his disciples. Notice Jesus calls his disciples little children. It's a term of love. They were immature in their spiritual life and faith. And we see that night. What were they doing? They were arguing among themselves. Who is the most important? Who is the best disciple? We also see how they all pledged their faithfulness to Jesus that night. "We'll die for you, Lord," in the safety of that room with Jesus next to him. Later that night, in the darkness of Gethsemane, they fled in panic and fear. They become spiritually mature sometime later on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them in a special way with his grace. So Jesus is preparing them for his departure. He says, "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." A new commandment? Is that new? Haven't you learned in your catechism that the second table of law is love your neighbor as yourself, which God gave to the Jews some 1,500 years before this time? The disciples knew that. of the necessity of true, fervent, active brotherly love toward each other was especially apparent that evening. As we said, Jesus is ready and willing to give himself for his disciples, allow himself to be damned for them and the rest of the world. What are they doing? They're acting like children. Selfish pride. I'm better than you. I'm more important than you are. I'm a better disciple than you are. This is a new command in regard to character and quality. The term new applies to the very nature of this love. It starts from a completely different spot, not from self, but from Jesus. He's not only the perfect example, he's the reason why we are able to love one another. He's the source, the one who empowers us to be able to give love to each other. True brotherly love is the result and fruit of Jesus' love for us. It is the reflecting the selfless love of Christ. It's a love that shows especially deep care and concern for the brother's soul, and will give all, even one's life, for your brother. Jesus said in John 15, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." That's a completely different kind of love than the world. The world knows this kind of love. I'll love you. I'll share with you. I'll give to you, as long as you do it to me in return. Jesus here is talking about the same kind of selfless love and service that he gave for us. Yes, even to the point of dying on the cross. John in his epistle writes, "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." What Jesus is saying in our text is that we have no closer human brother than each other. We, the household of faith, are to show our love for our Savior by giving our love for each other. Jesus knew the future. He knew what was going to happen. He knew how his disciples would flee in panic, and they could easily afterwards then deride each other and say, "I didn't flee first, you did. I wasn't as cowardly as you were." This new commandment of love for each other applies especially in circumstances like this, when a brother or a sister in Christ has fallen. That's what we need to lead them to see their sins, to the law, to be led to repent of their sins, and to the gospel, to announce to them that Jesus has forgiven them, and we, as a brother in Christ, have forgiven them as well. Love, true Christian love, covers a multitude of sins with forgiveness. Not condoning sin, but forgiving sin as Christ forgives us. Love one another as I have loved you. With a heart of devotion, give, share, forgive, care for, serve, sacrifice for one another. That's the badge of true discipleship. Christ says that's how the world will know that we are his disciples. That also means revenge, retaliation, grudges, selfishness, bitterness, pride, greed, envy will find no place in this kind of love. By this love, Christ knows us. By this love, we know each other. And by this love, the world knows that we are his disciples. Again, the world declares just the opposite. Everyone for himself. Our old Adam says, God, watch out for the old number one. Jesus says, everyone for every other one. For those who have followed Christ and live in Jesus and his word, it will show in their faith. We pray that during this Lenten season, as we focus our attention on our Savior's sacrificial love for us, that we too will daily and fully live that kind of love for one another that puts others first. True honor, true glory for Jesus is to excel in brotherly love. So, if you're arrested for being a Christian, would that be enough light evidence in your life, in your daily dealings with your brothers and sisters here at ILC, in your dorm room, in your classroom, at home, at work, and you're helping, serving, comforting, would there be enough evidence in your life for an unquestioned, unanimous conviction, guilty as charged? As I have loved you. Jesus loved us to the utmost. He loved us to the end. He gave himself perfectly in life and in death for us. May we be filled with his love and be moved to give of ourselves to each other. Brothers and sisters, let's love one another as Jesus so wonderfully loved us. Amen. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4, and 6 of hymn 464. 1, 3, and 4, and 6.